finish line, it's just the beginning. And I'm asking you, Lord, to start in me a relationship with you like never before. God, I pray right now for our community, every family that's represented here, that their homes and their lives would be changed by them seeing you in us. Not just a great church, not just a great name or a great body of people, but a people alive, living for you, with you living in us. Lord, we give you praise, we give you glory in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Folks, you can change. You can change. You don't have to stay the same. You can let God move in your heart and life like never before. The choice is yours. Again, the age-old question, what must I do? What must I do to be saved? And wherever you find yourself on that spiritual journey with God, take another step and go a little bit further, because there is more. There is more. Hallelujah. Why don't we give him a hand clap of praise this morning? Thank you, Jesus, for your love and your mercy. Folks, I don't know about you, but I'm glad God got a hold of me. You might not like the man that I would have been if God hadn't have done some work on me. Hallelujah. Thank God there was a midwife in my life somewhere that got a hold of me and helped birth me. Not just physically, but spiritually. You know, there's been a midwife working on me since the day I showed up here. His name is Pastor Baggett. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Your words, your messages, your love. I see in you Christ, and I want to strive to be just like you. Amen? God bless you this morning. So glad you were here. Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., ladies sewing class upstairs. 10 a.m., campers, you need to be here. Sister Felicia, different ones that have kids in the room. 10 a.m. tomorrow night, men's prayer, 6 p.m. right here at the church. God bless you. Tuesday night, Bible study, gravity. You're dismissed in the fear of the Lord. Tell somebody about Jesus.